Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So this morning when I was trying to figure out what we're going to talk about in the Tamil Halachas here today, as I was sitting there at my desk thinking about this, I got a text from a friend of mine who told me that he was listening to a Daf Yomi Shir, not my Daf Yomi Shir, that was his first mistake, obviously, and the Magid Shir of the Daf Yomi Shir said that, you know, the Halach is that when a woman lights Shabbos candles, so after she finishes lighting the candles, she's not allowed to blow out the match or to shake out the match, she has to just drop the match. And he said, I was familiar with that Halach in Hilchas Yantif, that if you're lighting Neros Yantif on, let's say, the second night of Yantif, presuming it's dark in the room or whatever, right, and you're lighting the Neros Yantif, so I understand there's Nisra Mechaba, you're not allowed to put out the candle or the match on Yantif, but on Shabbos, why would that be the case when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos? Was the Magid Shir just confused? I told him, I don't think the Magid Shir was confused. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Siv Yud as follows, Lebala Lachos Gedolos, according to the Bahag, Kivan the second you light the neros of Shabbos, right away it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do any malacha. The al pizeh noah goes ktsas nashim, and based on this, some women have a minag sha'achar sheberchu vidlikol haneros, after they say the bracha and then they light the neros, mashlichos la'aret hapsila shabiyadon sheidlikuba vein mechabos osa, that they drop the wick that they lit with. They do not extinguish it, because the second they light the candles, it's already Shabbos. So they cannot extinguish the match. Then he quotes a side machlokas. Maybe you can make a tanai that you're not being mekabel Shabbos. Maybe you can't make such a tanai. That's a side machlokas. But then and some disagree entirely on the Bahag, and they say lighting candles has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos. We need to have a marav your Makabal Shabbos. Shekim Shomer Achazin Baruch Hu. Kol Parshim Nachtam Baruch Hu. That's your Kabbalah Shabbos. Ulididan Kim Sheyischilu Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos. Have you Baruch Hu to do? Or Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos. That's your Kabbalah Shabbos. What does that have to do with candle lighting? Candle lighting is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Those are the 2 days according to Shulchan Aruch. Neither of which is probably what you would have assumed, right? Meaning the first day is that the second the candles are lit, that's your Kabbalah Shabbos. The second day is Nah Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos is your Kabbalah Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Vaminug Shaosa Isha Madlekas Mekabela Shabbos Padlaka. Our minug is like the first day in Moshe Tasna Tchila without a Tanai, unless there's a Tanai, but without a Tanai, the minug is like the first day. So what the Daf Yomi Magid Shir was saying, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and what it says in the Ramah, that the first day is the second the candles are lit, you've already been Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore at that point, it's too late to do any malacha, and that's why Noah goes Ktas Nashim, the minug of women is that they should drop the candle. Now, I've never seen my wife do that. So what's the heter? So why would we say otherwise? So the post can point out that it could be that even according to the Bahag, the minig is to follow that shita. That's only when if you're going like the shita of the Shulchan Aruch that you say the bracha prior to the hadlaka. So if you say the bracha in overlas yasim prior to the hadlaka, then yeah, that minig is that the hadlaka is the Kabbalah Shabbos. But if you don't say the bracha prior to the hadlaka, you say the bracha after the hadlaka, then it could be that that even the Bahag would say that the hadlaka is not the Kabbalah Shabbos. The bracha would be the Kabbalah Shabbos, and as long as she hasn't said the bracha yet, she's still good. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Dalid, that women who say the bracha after the lighting of Shabbos candles, which is what most women, most Ashkenazi women do, he says it's a davar pashut that they were not mekabel Shabbos until they say the bracha, and therefore they're allowed to put out the candle. Now it happens to be Shulchan Aruch HaRav is machmir on this issue. I think the Chabad Chasidim are makbid about this. Of note, when it comes to men, the minhag of men is not to be mekabel Shabbos. If men are lighting Shabbos candles, minhag that men have is to definitely go like the second shita, that we're only mekabel Shabbos with Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and not with the Hadlaka. So you never had such, it was Nogos Ktsas Nashim, you never had such a minhag when it came to men. It would also turn out though that if you're machmir on this issue, that if you're makbid like these Ktsas Nashim, l'chora piskei Chuvus points this out, it's not only that you're not allowed to do mechabe, you're not allowed to do anything that's asur on Shabbos, which would include tiltul mukta. So if you want to move the matchbox somewhere, you're not allowed to do that either. You got to leave it exactly where it is. I think my wife doesn't light with matches. I think she uses one of those gas, whatever. So that you let go of the thing, and then what? You got to drop it right there even before you say the bracha, right? If you're machmer in this issue, meaning if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the second you light the candles, that's your Kabbalah Shabbos. Even if you're still going to say the bracha afterwards, well, then you cannot put away the matches. You cannot put away if you hold that like the Aruch HaShulchan. Then no, the Kabbalah Shabbos only at the bracha. You can light the candles, put away the matches, extinguish the flame, do it. And then say the bracha, and then the bracha is going to be your Kabbalah Shabbos. Svardim, what the minhag among Svardim is a major machlokas among the Svardi poskim. There are many Svardi poskim, Rav Vadi Yosef, in Yabi Omer, Chelik Beisim, in Tazayin, and Chelik Tesim, in Chavdalid, that say that according to the Mechaber, we're just not choshish with Pesach of the Bahag, and women say the bracha, light the candles, extinguish the candles, and it's perfectly fine. And others suggest differently. The Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ishchai think that they should follow the Bahag and they should not put out the candles. Now, the impression you get from the Mishnah Brura is definitely that it's the bracha that's the Kabbalah Shabbos, not the lighting of the candle, but the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. In fact, the Mishnah Brura writes in Reish Samuel Gimel Sivkat Nechav Zayin that you should say the going on the line in the Ramah where he quotes that Yesh Mishomer Shemavarich Achar Adlaka, the second opinion of the Ramah that you say a bracha after the lighting. Svirle Deim Tivarech. Have you Kiilu Kibla Shabbos Beferush? That if you say the bracha, well, that's Kabbalah Shabbos when you say a bracha, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to even light the candles. So that's why, that's the basis of the idea to say the bracha after the lighting of the candles, because the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos. Similarly, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Mechaf Aleph says, that he quotes from Kadmonim, that if there's a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and it used to be that who could afford two fleishig meals, a wedding meal and then also a Friday night fleishig, so they would have a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and they would use the Suda Shabbos would double as the wedding Suuda. So you have a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and the woman doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos right away because she's afraid she's still going to need to do something to prepare for the chuppah, to prepare for the wedding. But she doesn't want to delay lighting the candles too much because she doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, you know, and light the candles too late. So what do you do? So you say, Al Kain Tadlik HaNer below bracha kozum HaChuppah, light the ner without a bracha before the chuppah, v'acharkach b'chashecha tifros yidel and erusu tivarech, and then later on she can come back and say the bracha on it. But wait a second, what does that help her if she lights the candles, earlier in the day? The whole point of not saying the bracha at that point was because she's still going to want to do malacha. If you hold like the opinion that the second you light the candles, that is your Kabbalah Shabbos. What did you help? It didn't help anything to light candles earlier in the day. Elamai, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming that it's not the lighting of the candles that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. It's the bracha that's the Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore, so long as she hasn't said the bracha, she could still do malacha, such as the malacha of extinguishing the flame. What would the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say to that case? He would say, no, that's an unusual case where when she's lighting the candles, it's not even really like Shabbos candles. She's just lighting stama candle earlier in the day. It could be even before the Zman, everything else. It's just a totally different thing. And the real Shabbos candles mitzvah is going to be when she comes back for the bracha. But typically, when you're actually lighting Shabbos candles, so then the lighting of the candle is going to be the Kabbalah Shabbos. So again, long story short, there are three potential times where one could be Mekabel Shabbos. According to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Bahag, and the way that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins halacha lemaisa, it is the lighting of the candles that is the Kabbalah Shabbos. As soon as that last candle is lit, she's been Mekabel Shabbos, no more malacha or even muktzah from then on. No extinguishing the flame, no carrying the matchbox, no more malacha or even muktzah from then on. The second approach is that it is the second potential Kabbalah Shabbos is Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. That's what men do. That if a man is lighting Shabbos candles, he definitely says a bracha and he's not Mekabel, he could drive to Shul, he's not Mekabel Shabbos, assuming it's before Shkia, and he's not Mekabel Shabbos until Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And then the third approach seems to be that of the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan, and it seems that many poskim assume this way, the majority of poskim assume this way, that the Kabbalah Shabbos that a woman has, the third potential time to be Mekabel Shabbos, and that we assume most people do, most women do, is at the time of the Bracha of the Hadlakas Neros. And that's why most women have the practice that they do not recite the Bracha before the hadlaka, because it's the bracha that triggers Shabbos, and therefore if she did the hadlaka but did not do the bracha yet, she can extinguish the flame, she could put away the matches, and then cover the flame and say the bracha, and at that point she will be mekabel Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a great day.